morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes to help you begin your day. The story is told of a little boy whose family was very poor. He received no gifts at Christmas time, but he spent what time he could looking in the store windows at pretty things other little boys could have. One day he was run over by a car and taken to the hospital. One of the nurses bought him a toy. As he touched it, he said, "There isn't any glass between." He had been so accustomed to looking through the store window at the toys, but now he could hold the toy in his hand with no glass between. You know, someday we shall see Christ face to face with nothing between. That is, if we've trusted Him as our Savior. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then it'll be face to face. Sacred Scriptures to Mark chapter 16. As you know, this is the resurrection chapter. And they went into the tomb and saw there on the right a young man seated, wearing a white robe, and they were dismayed. But he said to them, "No need to be dismayed. You've come to look for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen again. He is not here. Here is the place where they laid him. Go and tell Peter and the rest of the disciples that he is going before you into Galilee, and there you shall have sight of him as he promised you." And so they came out and ran away from the tomb, trembling and awestruck, and said nothing to anyone out of fear. But he has risen again at the dawn on the first day of the week, and showed himself first of all to Mary Magdalene, the woman out of whom he had cast 7 devils. She went and gave the news to those who had been of his company, where they mourned and wept. And they, when they were told that he was alive and that she had seen him, could not believe it. And after that he appeared in the form of a stranger to 2 of them as they were walking together going out into the country. These went back and gave the news to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Jesus had told them often that he would be crucified and rise again the 3rd day, but they hadn't believed. But now he was alive, and they could see him face to face. It's a wonderful thing to know this Savior, who died for us and is also risen. We have a hope now beyond the grave.